The following is a broadcast of 1-800-LAW-CALL. Our next story here this evening, Jim, our next case involves a woman who became completely blind after a missed diagnosis. That's the ultimate, you know, I often thought of what it must be like to go through life and be able to see, and then all of a sudden you're blind. That's got to be very tough to take, very difficult to make a transition to.
It sure is, and we're talking about a 59-year-old patient, so 59 years of vision. And this all started when the patient reported symptoms of jaw pain to her family doctor. And a nurse who initially saw the patient that day also reported that the patient was complaining of an achy temple. And in this case, Frank, the pain first began after the patient had undergone a CT scan. So the doctor here thought that the pain could be due to an allergic reaction to the dye which the patient had ingested prior to undergoing the CT scan. The patient was given some medications, rather, and the symptoms improved for a while before resuming. A couple of weeks later, the patient then returned, reporting vision problems in her left eye. She was then referred to an ophthalmologist at an eye clinic, and at that point, the ophthalmologist thought that the vision problems could be due to cancer. An MRI was then ordered to focus on the optic area, and the radiologist who interpreted the study also thought that the findings were consistent with metastatic cancer. A follow-up appointment was then scheduled with the ophthalmologist for a week later, but in the meantime, the patient called up and reported that she had lost all vision in the left eye. She then called her internist and informed her of her symptoms, but did not receive a call back. So she waited to see the ophthalmologist about a week later, and it was at that time that she still had a complete loss of vision in her eye. And ultimately, the diagnosis was made of a condition called giant cell arteritis. And there was nothing that could be done. A biopsy was performed and confirmed a diagnosis of this disorder. And
what is that disorder? I've never heard of it before.
It's essentially, I'm a lawyer, not a doctor, but this is an inflammatory diagnosis of the blood vessels that most commonly involve the large and medium arteries of the head. And the signs and symptoms of this disorder include many of the signs and symptoms that this patient was complaining of: headache, vision difficulties, pain in the head, as well as the temple. Those are all areas that are associated with this type of condition. And that's what the patient was complaining of. And, you know, it's not just on the internist here, because she went to an ophthalmologist, an eye specialist, who was aware of these complaints, yet nothing was done to go forward and make a diagnosis. The diagnosis here is made by biopsy, and that's how the diagnosis was ultimately made. Unfortunately, the diagnosis wasn't made until after she had already suffered the permanent vision loss. Here, when you have the signs and symptoms that she complained of, the standard of care is to get a biopsy promptly, and the treatment is corticosteroids. And had the treatment here been initiated in a timely manner, Frank, the vision loss would have been avoided. So you're talking about signs and symptoms over several weeks that are classic, if you will, for this type of condition, yet a biopsy was never performed until it was too late.
Well, we always say here that doctors should, in cases like this, and this is just another example, try to eliminate the catastrophic, the most serious possibilities. And in this particular case, it seems like that was somewhat ignored here.
It's ignored. You're talking about an initial visit with an internist, who is more of a general practitioner, obviously. But then this patient was referred to an ophthalmologist. And when you talk about an achy temple, you talk about the jaw pain, you talk about the vision difficulties, headache, those are, as I mentioned earlier, classic signs and symptoms of this disorder. And when an ophthalmologist sees a patient with these signs and symptoms, what you need to do is you need to get a biopsy. If the biopsy is negative, then you can rule this condition out. But if, in fact, it confirms this diagnosis, the treatment is corticosteroids, and that needs to be promptly initiated in order to avoid blindness. And that was not done here. We're talking about not just days going by, but weeks without a definitive diagnosis being made. And it was that delay in diagnosis that resulted in this patient going completely blind.
So if the biopsy had been promptly administered, there was a very simple remedy to correct this problem.
That's the corticosteroids, and that would have been promptly initiated. That's what the standard of care would have required, and the vision loss here would have been avoided. But
all we're talking about is medication.
We're talking about medication, and had the biopsy been done when it should have been done, it would have made the diagnosis at that time. The steroids would have been given, and the outcome here would have been avoided. By the time the biopsy and the steroids were initiated, it's what we call too little too late. Mm-hmm. Too much time had elapsed. The damage had progressed to the point that it was irreversible. Mm-hmm. And now you're talking about a patient with permanent blindness.
Wow. The views and opinions expressed on WCBN by the host, guest, and panelists do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or advertisers of the station. Proper legal advice depends on a complete analysis of all facts and circumstances. The legal advice given during this program is intended as general information only, and no attorney-client relationship is created with callers or listeners to this program.